Today on iPad 365, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to talk to somebody who actually is the PR person for an app that's coming out very soon.
This episode brought to you by GoToMeeting.
Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here. Welcome to iPad 365, the show where we look at apps to keep your iPad aplay. I'm in beautiful San Francisco, California. I've been here all this week for a conference. I'm actually going to be coming back for another conference, TechCrunch Disrupt. Now, while I'm good, because I'm going to TechCrunch Disrupt, I've been meeting a lot of companies that are going to be debuting a lot of cool products, whether it be iPad apps or iPhone apps or Android apps or anything like that. And I was talking to a company today. I met, of course, Phil Jadoux, and he's basically a PR person for this company, and they're starting out, so they need direction, where they're going to go with this application, what they're going to do with it, and that's where Phil comes in. So we're going to do this interview with Phil. I hope this is very informative, and go from there. If you got any questions, Twitter handle is iPad365. Of course, you can email me over at iPad365@gmail.com. All right, without any further ado, let's get into the interview with Phil Jadoux, and I know that just rhymed there, so I'll make it work. All right, we're here with Phil Jadoux. French, yeah. My French is horrible. How's that?
Horrible.
So horrible. Oh, yeah, that. It's American French. How's that? Anyway, yeah. So you're a consultant. What's your official role? You consult iPad apps or people that create iPad apps, correct?
Yeah, I'm helping a company to, start. Silicon Valley is a good place to start a product, right? Okay. So when it comes to the iOS, it's good to be close to Apple, the story is to be identified by the team and how to get the traction. It's not being somewhere in the south of France or in Russia or whatever, here it's everyone is really looking at what's going on in Silicon Valley, I think.
Okay. So basically somebody has an idea for an iPad app and they want to get developed or they want to get a VC, and that's where you step in, correct?
Yeah, that's one of the aspects of my job.
Okay. So you would then get them introductions in with people that would then say, yeah, I like this. I think I'll put this into my portfolio and see what happens and go from there?
Yeah, I mean, this the product is a very important thing. So I wouldn't say that you would find the best developers on iOS in Silicon Valley, because it's very hard to find engineers. But well, the product is one thing, and then is how to get the traction, how to get to be visible. And there's a bunch of platforms that can help you. Some of them, and most of them, I would say, are based here. So when you want your application being on the top of things, you must be identified by Apple. You must be in some platform that can promote you, that can help you to find some investors. Also, there's some platform in Silicon Valley doing that. There's some others which are based in different regions, but at the end, they all come here. There's a great Franco-Israeli application called AppsFire. Okay. And it's what Genius might be on the iTunes. Okay. And it's really helping you to find the application you're looking for in some segment. It's making a great search. Okay. And those guys, they can help you actually to get identified, to get on the top of the list, because that there are too much application. It's really a big battlefield. So how to get there?
Very, very big battlefield for something like that. So what's the one thing that you run across at the company? Well, I'm assuming you do more than just iPad apps or iPad stuff, but what is the one thing that you come across from somebody that makes you say, wait a minute, you're not quite ready for this stage just yet?
Well, you'll be surprised, but that's the product. Okay. The main weakness I can find in some companies I can see, because as you can understand, I'm specialized in kind of things going from abroad, it's the product. And they don't, it's people, they consider what they've done, there's no competitor. it's a great product, and the way it is, it's fine. Okay. No. I mean, it's really a problem where you have a lot of competitors, because that's what I'm used to say. When you make a search on google.fr or .es or whatever, it's not the same thing that to do a search on google.com and being here. What I mean is you can find much more competitors and much more source of inspiration at the same time. So, I mean, that's the product is, you know, if you don't speak English very well, even I don't speak English very well, you can understand what I'm saying.
I don't speak English very well either.
I can be understood. No, you know, it doesn't matter. But, you know, people coming from Europe, for example, they have it's a fragmented place, so people have to be creative, they have to think about monetization, and sometimes they come with something smart. But it doesn't change the fact that you must have a product. You know, Dave Morin with Path, he's explaining that very well. You know, the design, the user experience, you know, the product has to be frictionless, awesome, like the wow thing. And usually it's not because of the team doesn't speak English very well or whatever. It's because of the product. The product is not really achieved. And
so in other words, it doesn't matter if you speak English well, if the product doesn't speak the language well, we won't say English, but the language well,
absolutely,
then there's a problem.
That, for sure.
Of course, you know, business does not stop for anybody. It doesn't stop for me. Summer's here. You're traveling. I'm in San Francisco. My clients are back at home. They want to meet, but, you know, you can never find a time to do any type of meeting. That's why you need a program like Citrix and GoToMeeting with HD Faces. You can meet with your clients. You can meet with your colleagues in real time. And using that webcam, you can meet with them on a PC, on a Mac, or even an iPad that you can download right from the iPad store. You can't join them, or you can't start the meeting, but you can join a meeting from your iPad, which is great. So I could actually be at a coffee shop and I could be part of a meeting, get things done. And of course, with the HD Faces, you can collaborate in real time and not have to worry about having a second meeting or a third meeting, because you have all your questions answered in the first meeting. My listeners and my viewers out there, you're going to get a 30-day free trial. All you have to do is visit GoToMeeting.com. You click that orange Try It Free Now button on the page, enter in the code PODCAST. PODCAST is going to get you 30 days of this great software, and that's, of course, by Citrix. It's GoToMeeting.com, and thanks to Citrix for helping out iPad 365. Okay, reason why we're talking, of course, is because he's involved in a product called Tactilize, which we'll be talking about and we'll be seeing at TechCrunch Disrupt in September. And, of course, I just saw the product, and it's not ready to launch yet, so we're not going to talk too much about the product. What has made you realize that this is a product that could actually go somewhere?
Oh, so let me make the story short. I wanted to meet one of the co-founders. It was a year ago, because they launched a new, I would say, online platform, a news platform, that was really had an impact in France. It was a new way of pushing an online magazine. I wanted to meet with the co-founder. I couldn't. And then he just popped up with Tactilize and with Valentin. And I haven't seen like... really such a good focus on the best device you can think about, the iPad. A growing device in terms of sales, and inside there's a bunch of people buying and buying and buying. So I think that's a good thing, that's a good point. And second, there is no real iPad experience. I mean, Flipboard, okay, that's fine. The bunch of curation, Zeit, I love all those things. But really, a content platform made for iPad, where you can use all the iPad features. You know, I'm blogging, I'm mobilizing my contents on iPad. No, it doesn't make it. But really, to create a dedicated content for the iPad, I haven't seen that. And based on some feedback, I can think that there's something there which is very interesting, like a new experience. So yes, I thought like with a product we had something, and a good team with a good background, nice story to tell. That's what I thought.
That's There you go. Okay. Well, thank you very much for
thank
your
you,
time.
Jeffrey. Thank you.
There you go. If you're interested, you could probably even contact Phil. Well, I think I'll put some in the show notes.
Anything. No worries.
Okay.
Easy to find.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right, that's this episode of iPad 365. My name is Jeffrey Powers. Thanks a lot for watching and listening. Did you find this an interesting? Let me know. You can Twitter me over at iPad365. Of course, the email address is iPad365show@gmail.com. All right, we will be back on Monday with another episode of iPad 365. You can check it out over at iPad-365.com. Of course, go over to YouTube and you can check that out there. You guys take care. We'll see you Monday. And until then, you guys geek out.
You should follow Graphite on Twitter @GraphiteINC.